Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A dad asked, "What did you learn in school today?" His boy said, "Dragons." "Your class learned about dragons?" "Yep," said the boy. "I learned about dragons. I don't know what everybody else learned." "I've been learning about a real animal that seems as implausible as any dragon." Almost 300 years ago, French naturalist George Buffon described it. "Slowness, habitual pain, and stupidity are the results of this strange and bungled creature. They are the lowest form of existence. One more defect would have made their lives impossible." Wow. Early scientists even named it after one of the seven deadly sins. You know what it is. It's the sloth. By the way, you kids out there, did you know that the sloth loves winter? Yep. They throw slow balls and make slow men. Okay. These docile creatures live where it's warm, spending most of their lives asleep in rainforest treetops. If a sloth really wants to ramp things up, it will crawl about 120 feet in a day, about the same speed as a teenage boy cleaning his room. Some spend their entire lives in the same tree where they are born. Sloths, that is, not teenagers. To reach higher speeds, once a week on average, the sloth will misjudge the thickness of a branch and plummet hundreds of feet, bounce once or twice, then lay there stunned. Ever so slowly, it climbs the tree to rest up and do it again. It's true. Wow. And how did these awkward creatures not reach extinction? Three reasons. First, their slowness isn't a defect, it's an asset, essential to their survival. Rainforest predators have eyes tuned to pick up movement. Sloth movement mimics the swaying of branches. They're almost impossible to detect. Secondly, it's extremely strong. Sloths hang comfortably from a tree branch for long periods of time. Try this, and you'll appreciate this creature. Sloths are rarely hired as lifeguards or paramedics, but are perfectly suited to their treetop home. Thirdly, slowness helps conserve energy. An adult sloth can survive on just 3 leaves a day. The three-toed sloth has the slowest metabolism of any mammal, period. This tree-dwelling marvel is not just a survivor, it's a thriver, precisely because it is slow. And where am I going with this? Am I encouraging you to be permanent couch potatoes? No. The Bible does not say, "Go to the sloth, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." But in reading about the sloth, several things come slowly to mind. First, I need to slow down a bit in such a speeded-up world. Second, I am slow to grace and far too quick to judge others. Like that French naturalist who called the sloth the lowest form of existence, I forget that we're all made in God's image, with different backgrounds, gifts, talents, and speeds. When he created the sloth, he rejoiced and said it was good, and I think he smiled. 1 Corinthians 1 says, "Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise, and he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God." Do you feel weak? A little slow today? God made you and loves you just as you are. So be who you is, because if you ain't who you is who you ain't. And boast in him alone. Which reminds me of the acceptance speech a sloth once gave. It's about time.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.